and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, calling people out and bringing you a little bit of reality today. It is your live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Talk and text line is 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Before I get into my little angry spiel here about how we're just basically lied to and unprotected, I would like to welcome PJ to the show. And PJ is going to be out in front of the state capitol this Saturday, day after tomorrow, 11 o'clock, as all of us should be. Not only now demanding that the state get over this COVID restrictions farce, all of that, and get us back open, but now I think to even go a little bit further. PJ, thank you so much for calling the show and helping put all this together.
Well, Monica, you know, I've been watching TV and being, you know, I'm all over the internet, and I woke up Tuesday morning and I actually started crying. And my heart was breaking for our officer in Las Vegas, for all of the police officers, for what they're going through. And I thought to myself, what can I do? I need to get on the street. If they can get on the street, we can get on the street. This isn't about politics. This is about our law enforcement, our police officers, all of our first responders, our firemen, our EMTs, and the way that they are being so disrespected and being held back. And I talked to Kenny Furlong first just to make sure that we would not be exposing ourselves to any kind of danger. And he said, no, PJ. He said, you'll be fine. Thank you so much for doing this. So you know me. I'm a spontaneous girl. I always come to you, Monica, because you got my people out there. You like that? Your people and my are my people. And every time I come to you, your people, your listeners come through for me. So I don't know how many people. It's all over my Facebook. I've called every group that I can think of, and I told people I will be there at 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock with my sign. If I have to stand alone, I will do it. I would prefer to have people with me, but I'm not afraid to stand alone. So I'm just hoping that people are at this point so infuriated. And, you know, like I said, it isn't political. I happen to be over here at Bodine's Casino right now. I just had breakfast. People are playing. Life is back to normal. All the people that I left 3 months ago are still here, obviously. And this governor is doing nothing for our city. We didn't have to be closed down. We didn't warrant those kinds of cases. And so I'm just, you know, I'm trying to stay focused just on my police. And we have the best police department. I think Reno, I know you'll agree, Reno really took great care of that situation up there. And that's because they just decided they're not going to be trampled on. And just one more thing. I don't know how you feel about this, but, you know, I understand police taking a knee for protesters. I guess they feel like that's going to bomb them. I don't believe that we should be taking a knee to these looters and these rioters. What's your feeling about that?
I don't think we should be taking a knee to these people in general. You know, they have members of BLM walking around and trying to just get white people to bow down and kneel in front of them and denounce their white privilege, which I don't believe exists except for a super elite that we don't see. These are not the people on the streets every day. These are not the people that deal with, you know, the community. It's just, it's, it, I'm trying to contain my words because I have a mouth of a sailor and I can't say what I want to say, but it starts with an A and ends with a 9. And for people to do that is just beyond that. And for law enforcement to take a knee, no, you're encouraging ridicule upon yourself.
Well, you know, I believe that it's strength, peace through strength. And I don't have a filter, and that's why I have, you know, I wish I could have more than 5,000 people and 1,100 followers on my PJ DeGrosse Facebook page and on my Twitter and on my Parler and all the other stuff, because I've got a backup of people who want to be my friends on Facebook, and I can't put them on till I get rid of some deadbeats. But the thing is that I don't have a filter, and I didn't own a slave, and I'm not responsible for anything. I don't have any prejudice. I'm not bigoted, homophobic or misogynist or any of those things. I'm just a regular American woman who's just trying to live my life. And quite honestly, up until Obama was president, we didn't have all this racial crap going on. So, yeah. You know, you have a filter because you're on the air, but I don't have a filter. And so I think that's why people respect me, because, you know, to go that route, and people need to get out and vote. This is all about, you know what this is about. This is about changing our president. And so, you know, but
well, it's also about, though, PJ, it's also about changing the fundamentals of this country, and we cannot let that happen. So rather than,
you know, I agree.
So rather than coming out on this Saturday, day after tomorrow, 11 o'clock in front of the state capitol, instead of protesting our governor, which we have been doing, let's come out and support our law enforcement. Not just enforcement,
right,
but all law enforcement.
Well, you know what? I've told people, Monica, if you look on my Facebook page and you see the focus of this thing, this is not a political thing. I don't care. We got plenty of time to go after the governor and everybody else. I told people, you are coming out to support our law enforcement. This isn't the first rally that I've done. You know that. 2 years ago, we support our Leos over there in Carson City by the federal, union or bank union or whatever. And so it's not the first time we've supported them, but I just can't. I can't watch them be spit at and have rocks thrown at them. So I just want people to come out and be respectful. No screaming, no yelling, no anger. Let's just bond together, people of like mind. Maybe say a prayer for the officer in Las Vegas. Say some prayers. Monica, do you think you can come?
Oh, I'll be there. Yes. Ken Gray is going to be there, so you won't be alone, PJ. You won't be alone.
Very good. Monica, thank you. I can always listen. You know what? I am so happy that you came to this radio station. I'm so happy that you came to Evans Broadcasting, because we needed you here. We needed you. And, you know, Bill Manders went bye-bye, and he was great for us. But, you know, you are, like, amazing, and I can always depend on you. So thank you so much for being the warrior and for speaking the truth. I really appreciate
it. Thank you, PJ.
I
appreciate that.
Then.
I'll see you Saturday. That's the thing. Evans Broadcast Company is your local voice. Never underestimate that. All right. Yeah, I don't get the interviews that some others do, but that's because I don't play games. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Gary this morning. Wants to talk about Reno's demonstrations. Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Monica.
So you want to talk about the demonstrations?
Yes, I would. I'd like to talk about the demonstration. This demonstration and the acts that went on with it are an aggression and an assault against every occupant or every person in this valley. It is imagine if this happened in any of our illustrious neighborhoods, in Somerset, Cogan, Dynamite, or Galena, what the outrage would be, not just downtown where everybody is just sort of isolated and like it's almost like who cares what happens downtown. And another thing I'd like to know is where is our city council member? Where are they directing the mayor to do the right thing? How about the county commissioners?
Oh, Gary, the city council does not direct the mayor. The mayor directs the city council. Just so you understand how that all works.
That is really a problem. I thought I was getting a city manager mixed up with the mayor. So anyway, we all understand that this was a direct affront against everybody in this area. And one thing that we haven't hit upon, this Antifa organization has been designated as a terrorist organization.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means really the gloves are off. Anytime that those people show up, and are involved in any kind of activity that is aggressive against anybody or a danger to anybody or threatens anybody, like I said, the gloves are off. And you notice that one of the terrorists kept running up to one of the windows and banging on it with a skateboard. So mm-hmm. We have to start buying skateboards as an assault weapon.
Well, you know, that may have it, but I have a very interesting text here to go over that what the actual law enforcement was told about all of this. So we're going to take a quick break. Gary, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for being awake on the issues at hand that, yeah, we do not have a leader. And we do not have someone in office who is willing to protect all of the citizens, all of the businesses of this community. Mayor Sheevy is basically in this to make herself look good to the left. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Putting a little spring in your step there. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Talk and text with Richard this morning. Wants to talk about hot August nights. Hi, Richard.
Monica, top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning.
How you doing, girl?
I'm getting it out of my system. Because we can't keep this pent up. What about you?
No, we can't. I can't. I'm ready to explode. I'm with you. I'm really upset over everything, of course, what's going on, the riots and everything. But let's stick a little closer to town to what's really affecting us. And it's the lack of jobs. It's the lack of revenue. And I've supported Hot August Nights since the inception, since they started. Back when we lived out in rural Nevada, we would make sure we could get here in the beginning when they were going broke. We wanted to keep this thing going. And now they're going to just discontinue this for the whole year. Mm-hmm. And I had a talk with a representative yesterday, and they're citing the coronavirus and social distancing and all this. We don't have to follow this. This governor does not have the authority to tell us to stay 6 feet away, parking cars 6 feet away. What I'm worried about is this loss of revenue. Here we have Burning Man's gone. We've got the Hot August Nights now. How are these people going to make it? This is their year.
They're not going to make it, Richard, and that's what they're hoping for. I mean, if small hotels close down, that's okay. That's more for the developers to buy up. If people are losing their businesses, that's okay. That's for bigger companies, for Chinese companies, for out-of-country companies to buy up. It's okay with them. They don't want small mom and pops. They want corporate America. And, you know, if this fails, we as a community of small businesses, that's okay to them.
Well, we're going to have to stand up for ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm going to be at, Saturday, I'm going to be down there at Carson City. I've been to every one of your rallies. I support the causes. But I'd like to at least see a car show of some sort other than Hot August Nights in Virginia City. These people are dying on the vine up there. Mm-hmm. And you have a great voice. You love this, the town, the state. I'd like to get something organized to where we can get people up there to at least for a day or two, support the local community, you know, have a beer and a brat and sit around, even though there won't be any bands coming in. They do have local bands that play in some of the local establishments. And
I'd like to go a step further than that. I mean, I would like to see if Washoe County has the cojones to give one of the car groups a permit for Rancho San Rafael. And
yeah,
we just get together and have the biggest show and shine ever. You know what? People will come. Come support
yeah.
your community. We need to get just, you know, forget about Hot August Nights. Forget about the money making that they're looking at. Let's do something for the community and let everybody know that we don't buy into this COVID-19 BS and the social distancing and the masks that people are being forced to wear. We need to get out and just do this for our community. The powers that be, the elected representatives, the ones who want the small shut down, they're the ones who run these organizations. So let's just get out and do it on our own. If you have a car group and you want to get this started, call me, text me, we'll get it going. And if the county denies you, we will definitely be talking about that. Richard, thank you so much for the call. And Richard is right. We have to do this for ourselves. And I mean that in every sense of the words. I just received this from a trusted listener. Here are a few things for you guys to be aware of and what we are told by our supervisors. The mayor apologized for the curfew after BLM complained in city council today and said she would not use curfew anymore. Police department is no longer allowed to state that an assembly is unlawful. Only mayor or city manager. And we know who the acting city manager is. BLM told council, that's Black Lives Matter, that the police department created the riots and used excessive force, and the city council agreed, and that police escalated it. City manager announced that any officer that is on scene of a claimed excessive force, any officer that didn't stop it is also a principal and will be disciplined. Police are no longer allowed to take enforcement action with the protesters and are informed by the mayor and the city council. We are to be strictly defensive and just stand there or face discipline. I've told you this all along. Whether it be with homeless, whether it be with gangs, whether it be with, well, whatever happens in downtown. Law enforcement hands are tied. And they're tied by Mayor Hillary Sheevy and acting city manager Jason Soto. who also seems to be acting as chief of police, who should just give that over to Robinson. He should have had it in the first place. What are you going to do? Your law enforcement is literally being told to let others destroy our city. And I don't care if they're federal buildings. I don't care if they're courthouses. City-owned property, federal-owned property. This is about law enforcement. And the left doesn't want that. Actors, politicians, millionaires, giving close to $100 million to Black Lives Matter, which Black Lives Matter and Antifa are funded by the same people, the left. They are ones instigating this and creating all this chaos. If we don't stand up to these people, well, you know what happens when there are no consequences. They just keep going and going and going. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. With your texts, your emails, your comments, and of course, as always, the truth. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're here with me today. And whatever time you can get, if you miss part of the show, log on to 991fmtalk.com. That is our website. And you can check out the podcasts. You can hear the show. You can take it with you anytime you are or anywhere you want to go with the streaming. But the podcasts, if you miss something, we don't transcribe them. You can just listen for yourself. There's something good on there for you. Let's go to the phone lines after I read this quick email. Good morning, Monica. We are being bullied. God does not make mistakes. How can someone apologize for how they were born and who they are? The right to free speech is for everyone. Not if you don't agree, you are part of the problem. Let's see. I refuse to be given my opinion. I love that. Refuse to be given your opinion. Because that's what a lot of people are doing right now, especially celebrities. Celebrities you wouldn't even think of that are supporting all of this anarchy and chaos. Again, it's not about the death of George Floyd. Because if it were, then 7 police officers, one of which is Asian, 4 of which are African American. No, I'm sorry, they're just black. They're Americans, black Americans. And the other 2 Caucasians, they wouldn't be dead right now. A Las Vegas officer wouldn't be fighting for his life from being shot in the back of the head by a coward who says this is all for George Floyd and equality. If you accept that, then you are part of the problem. And yeah, we do need to start thinking about what businesses we shop at, what items we buy, who we support. Because if you have donated money to these organizations, then you sure as hell do not deserve any of my money. Let's go to Joseph in Sparks. Joseph wants to talk about a show and shine. Let's do this, Joseph.
All right. Well, there's a good reason I like your idea, and it's because I'm a member of one of those premier Hot August Nights type bands that would love to do a show like that at San Rafael Park or whatever venue.
I think it's a great idea. We can show the big organizations that, you know, we can still come together and do this. If anything, we show the county and the city that we're not going to comply with these fake standards that you're putting in place for nothing more than a flu. You know, we can't live this way, Joseph. We have to have money coming in. We have to have our fun, our freedom. And thank you so much for supporting this idea. Now we need to get the car guys on board. We're going to have the music. We're going to have the fun. I'm sure we can get some food trucks out there and make it happen.
Well, this band was really created just for this kind of thing. It's classic rock and oldies. And you probably have run into us, Papa Clutch and the Shifters.
Papa Clutch and the Shifters! Yes, absolutely.
Yes, I knew that would be familiar to you.
Absolutely. So, if you're on board, then, you know, I'm going to make an effort to find one of the car clubs and get somebody working on this and organizing it. And we will just work the heck out of it. And just, you know, pound and pound and pound the Washoe County Commissioners and the Parks Department to give us that permit. So we will do this, Joseph. Thank you for so much for calling in with your support. And, well, we know we're going to have Papa Clutch and the Shifters there. This is what we do. We stand up for our own. I have asked this all along from every special event, well, except for Burning Man, really. But every special event that has been canceled, couldn't you just downscale it? Couldn't you do it for the community this year? Does it have to be strictly about the tourists? Or can we not encourage the community to come together? We know what's going on. We see what's happening. We're not ignorant. And I'm going to read you that text that I got again about what our law enforcement is being told. You just heard the story at the bottom of the hour news there that this mandate, if you see another officer, you know what? That's just being a good officer. Emotions erupt. You believe your life is in danger, and so you do what you can to control someone. When you're in the moment of passion, you might go a little bit overboard. That is when your partner comes and touches your shoulder and says, okay, you need to back off. We've got this. That's just good policing. The city doesn't have to take control of a fantastic law enforcement group. What she is doing is bowing to the will of the BLM, of Black Lives Matter, of Antifa. Jason Soto, pick a side. You're either Hillary Sheevy's whipping boy or you are the chief of police. You obviously can't do both, and you need to step aside. And if you don't, at least grow some cojones and represent your men and women in law enforcement. Because you sure as hell ain't doing that right now. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Eric this morning. Hi, Eric.
Hey, ma'am. How you doing?
I am doing... Oh, look at you. Ma'am. You wanted to talk about George Floyd's autopsy?
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there. You know, the guy that, same guy that did Eric Garner's independent report is the guy that did Floyd's report. They're not going to go with the independent report when they do that trial. They're going to go with the medical examiner's report, guaranteed. When that happens, those officers are going to walk on those murder. That officer's going to walk on that murder charge. And that can only mean one thing, that those other officers are going to walk as well. So mm-hmm. You can bet that there's going to be round two. I think all this is being is a precursor for that round two. You watch. You know, staring down to the police. Everybody's going to be on their own. They're going to be on their own. You've got maybe a year to get ready for it. And you need to decide what you're going to do. As far as the chief of police standing up for the mayor, that's not going to happen because the chief of police is appointed by the mayor. So whoever the chief is, going to have to go along with him, is going to have to toe the mayor's line. That's just all there is.
Well, and
our
for...
is probably going to bide their time and wait for the people to scream for us.
We are already screaming for our law enforcement. And it's up to Jason Soto. Because I've got an email from him. You know, you either put somebody in place who can truly represent and support the Reno Police Department and step aside as chief and become city manager, or back away from the city manager position and take control of the Reno Police Department and protect them. Protect the citizens of the city of Reno. Because we know a lot of these people, all right, maybe the numbers when they were arrested were locals, but the numbers were also coming from out of town. We know they were. They were being recruited. What is it going to take? What is it going to take for you to stand up to what is going on right now? Quick email here. I noticed the protesters at it again around 4:30 yesterday. It sounded as if things might escalate like Saturday night. I phoned non-emergency police to inquire about any curfew in place. They said yes, 7 p.m. for crowds of 50 or more. Well, the honking, racing, yelling didn't dissipate until after 2. Where are the troops? Where are the troops? Even though the curfew was lifted at 3:30, the curfew was just lifted for regular citizens. For even groups of up to 50? Sorry, someone's talking in my ear. Yeah, so those groups were still more than 50 people. So where are the troops? Why aren't the leaders of this state and city allowing support for the police in our community? Where's a town hall meeting? There is a town hall meeting scheduled for Friday at 4 with the topic race. And encouraging Black Lives Matter protesters to attend. Why is that? The safety of our town isn't the topic of choice. The terrorist activity isn't about race. Thank you so much for that email, Ms. H. It's not about race. It's about an election. And I hope you realize that every single Democrat needs to be out of office. Once again, law enforcement. Police are no longer allowed to take enforcement action with the protesters and are informed by the mayor and our city council. We are to be strictly defensive and just stand there or face discipline. I want to read you two quick things here. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Our Second Amendment rights are being infringed on every single day. Every single red flag law, every single ammunition law, every single modification law. So they don't care about the Second Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for the redress of grievances. Did you understand what I just read? The First Amendment? The right of the people peaceably to assemble. The first rock that is thrown, the first bottle that is thrown, the first window that is broken, that is no longer your right to assemble there. Once you have broken the peace, it's time to break up and disperse. The mayor of the city of Reno, her actions disgust me. Not only as an American, but as somebody who lives in this community. Everybody should be disgusted. We'll be back after this with final thoughts here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
As we wrap up the show today on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, let's go to the talk and text line. Vance is on the line with a little bit of history. Just a quick history here, Vance.
Okay, go back a couple decades, and you remember when Critical Mass wanted to come in here, Critical Mass being a bicycle group, and they were known to be physically militant. Well, if I can bring up a name, J.R. Reynolds was on the air at that time, and a lot of people got on the air and told Critical Mass, put out the word, that if you come in here and you get militant, we're going to get nasty. We citizens are going to back up our police, and we're going to get really nasty towards you people. And what did Critical Mass do? They came in, they behaved themselves.
You know, somebody said that I was calling for violence and inciting violence because you were going to go down there and you were going to be armed and you were going to beat the bushes before the actual intentions on this Sunday, which they have called for another protest this Sunday, which I'm sure they're out there every night. But, you know, this is a right to carry state. And if you want to be down there and protect your law enforcement because the city won't allow them to do anything, then that is completely up to you. A quick text here. The economy is being sucker punched by the Black Lives Matter protesters, rioters, arsonists, and murderers. COVID-19 was losing steam to keep us inside. Very good. That is 100% accurate. Regarding Jason Soto, he is a politician. He turned his back on officers that he was sworn to serve with to protect and defend the Constitution. He's going against that now with these scumbags in the Reno City Council, like Bonnie Weber, a fake conservative. we knew what the rest of them were. Liberal scum. Thank you, Ted. Appreciate that. MJ, it's not about an election, but realize this is and will be an ongoing fight, regardless of who wins the election. It's game on and has been for a while now. And this is why Republicans must be engaged and not lazy or indifferent. From Chuck. Thank you, Chuck. This is where parents have to step up. This is where parents have to teach real history. The history of Antifa. The facts of who supports and who funds groups like Black Lives Matter. And the history of the Democrats. Why is this not happening in non-Democrat controlled states? Seriously, ask yourself that. And then make sure you vote. June 9th or before. Be back tomorrow. Love you. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.